Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
And you may be asking yourself, if you're a new student, investigator, what is this Real Talk for Real People show is about? But it's a raw and uncut version of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It's a bird's eye view. It's burning the midnight oil, turning over every rock, every leaf, no stone unturned, and getting to some conclusion. And why, basically, you may be asking, why? In order so you can establish an exercise that constructive and positive relationship with the Creator based upon his the way that he would have you to approach him and to acknowledge him. Not all willy-nilly and any way you want to do it, it doesn't work like that. So that's why these studies are imperative. I'm one of your lead investigative students. Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Cartrell from New York City. Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Sister Akira from Hawaii. But before we get started, you may be thinking, Yom Suf is about to give some contemporary colors. Not tonight. It's family night. It's time and place for everybody. On this show is family night. And you may be asking yourself, Yom Suf, what is family night? Well, after we do our studies and whatnot, we like to give praise and thanks to the Most High. You should do it every day. But we try to get you in the practice of giving thanksgiving and praise to the Most High. But actuality, you should do it every day of your lives. Not some day in November, Thanksgiving, but every day of your life should give thanksgiving. Even when things look bad, give thanksgiving. That being said, let me bring on Sister Hootie. She is, there's two segments of study here. There's Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, and there's the book of Proverbs. Now, I am doing the lead investigative study in this book, Isaiah. The book of Proverbs, Sister Hootie, is doing the lead investigative study in that book. So, be prepared for a double whammy, so to speak. So, without further ado, let me bring on Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Hootie, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bless you too and your family and all the people you know and love and people you don't know that they're walking the steps of the Most High. And the listeners out there, hallelujah to you. Hope you're learning something. I've learned quite a bit. And I appreciate being on the show or being on the learning. Let's put it like that. Let's not make a great show.
Right. Right. Exactly. Being in the
learning program. Right.
It's a learning.
Yeah.
I think that's a good definition of it, definite in description, the learning. Well, Sister Hootie, may the Most High bless you, too, and thank you. And now is about to bring on Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, everybody.
Hey, shalom, Ezekiel.
Shalom, Ezekiel. May the Most High bless
you. Shalom, family. Yes, sir. All praise and blessing and glory and thanks go to our heavenly Abba Yah, creator of all things, good and evil, and here to get some more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you know, maybe bring a little laughter again with the little voices that I can do, you know, and put some smiles on the faces, so let's get this going, man.
You need help, brother. You're going to be all right.
We love you.
Love y'all too.
All right. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Now let us bring on Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Coming. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing okay, brother. What about yourself?
Wonderful. Most sweet. So now, y'all. Got the breath of life. Above ground. Nothing to give. But give thanks and praise for that. My focus and strength.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
All right. Since we didn't have any anything to do comment, let's give you something to do some commentaries on. Now, in chapter 13 of Isaiah, an announcement is being a pronouncement is being made about the destruction of Babylon. And so let's get right into it. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order ourselves, give us wisdom and understanding. The Babylon pronouncement, a prophecy of Isaiah, son of Amos, raise a standard upon a bare hill. Cry aloud to them. Wave a hand and let them enter the gates of the nobles. I have summoned my purified guests to execute my wrath. See, Yah used a lot of things against us. He'll use the weather because he controls it, not Mother Nature. And he can turn another nation against you, as in the case of the Babylonians. Behold, I've called my stars, my proudly exalted ones. Did you know the Babylonians, the ones that he's called, is calling them from? It's from, I think, modern-day Iran is the one he's calling against them. They were from the modern-day Iranian area, the Medes. Hawk, a tumult, because you know that's a real mountainous country. A tumult on the mountains as of a mighty force.
No, excuse me, it might be Iraq. Let me look, check it out.
All right, okay. While you're looking.
Because Iraq, you know, have a city. Babylon. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
While you're looking now, I keep reading. Hulk.
Okay.
In an uproar of kingdoms, nations assembling. The Elohim of hosts is mustering a host for war. They come from a distant land, from the end of the sky. The Elohim with the weapons of the wrath to ravage all the earth. How? For the day of the Elohim is near. It shall come like havoc from Shaddai, which is the Almighty. Therefore, all hands shall grow limp. There will be some, what we call it, psychological warfare. They're going to be beat before they even got in the ring, so to speak. Therefore, all hands shall grow limp, and all men's hearts shall sink, and overcome by terror. They shall be seized by pains and throes. They shall writhe like a woman in travail, a woman having a baby. They shall gaze at each other in horror. Their faces livid with fright. Lo, the day of the Elohim is coming. With pitiless fury and wrath to make the earth a desolation, to wipe out the sinners upon it. The stars and the constellations of heaven shall not give off their light. Sun shall be dark when it rises, and the moon shall diffuse no glow. And I will requite to the world its evil. And you can see this in a futuristic term, too. And to the wicked their iniquity. I will put an end to the pride of the arrogant and humble the haughtiness of Tyre. I will make people scarcer than fine gold, and men than the gold of Ophir. Therefore, shall heaven be shaken, and earth leap out of its place at the fury of the Elohim of hosts on the day of his burning wrath. Then like gazelles that are chased, like sheep that no man gathers, each man shall turn back to his people. They shall flee everyone to his land. All who remain shall be pierced through. All who are caught shall fall by the sword. Their babies shall be dashed to pieces in their sight. Their homes shall be plundered. Their wives shall be raped. And you think, Yah is a captain friendly Yah. No, not when you got on his bad side. Behold, who am I going to get to do this? Behold, I stamp the Medes against them. They don't value silver. They don't put their value in silver. I delight in gold. The bows shall shatter the young. They shall show no pity to the infants. They shall not spare the children. And Babylon, glory of kingdoms, proud splendor of Chaldeans, shall become like Sodom and Gomorrah. And as you know, that city has never been rebuilt. They have a project in place to rebuild it, but it ain't happened yet. Overturned by Yah. Nevermore shall it be settled. It hadn't been settled yet, resettled yet. Nor dwelt then throughout all the ages. No Arab shall pitch his tent there. No shepherd shall make flocks to lie down there. But beasts shall lie down there. The house be filled with owls. There shall be ostriches. Their ostriches make their home. And their sites theirs. And jackals shall abide in his castles. And dragons in the palaces of pleasure. Her hour is close at hand. Her days will not be long. When Yah sent out a pronouncement, and he certainly did in the case of Babylon and the Medes that came against him. And as I said, that place hadn't been resettled yet. So you have to take Yah at his word. And I didn't say it. Yah said it. And you look at, go in your Google or whatever you want to do. Go on your phone and look at the city of Babylon and see if it's been rebuilt.
Right.
And see, has it been rebuilt? No, it hasn't been rebuilt. What Yah says is true. What he says come true. And if he says something, take his word seriously. Praise Yah. Gadriel, Sister Shehudi, and Ezekiel, the Most High bless you. You have the mics.
Yes, sir. You can see this is a compilation of prophecy
that then
and prophecy for the future.
Right. Right.
Because Most High did not shake the earth in its place, nor darken the stars as of yet.
Nope.
He's speaking about judgment day.
Right.
Behold, the day of Yah comes soon. And both wrath and fierce anger to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy the sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in the same spirit, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud and lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make the wealthy more rare than fine gold, and none more than the golden host of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of Yah's host and in the day of his fierce anger. You haven't seen that yet?
No.
But that's the day that's coming. And his people, my book says, it's people from the other side of heaven. I don't know what that book says.
No, you said, man, what verse are you at?
From 2 to 8.
2 to 8.
Lift up a banner in the home mountain. Raise your voice to them. Wave your hand that they may enter in the gates of the noble. I have commanded my sanctified ones, and I have called my mighty ones for my anger, those who rejoice in my exaltation. The noise of a multitude of mountains, like that of many people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. This is what his host sounds like. Yah's host, this is the army for battle. They come from the far country, from the end of heaven.
Right. Well, yes, Yah, I did mention
to destroy the whole land. Sir.
Yes, I did mention the fact that it was twofold prophecies going on here. I believe if I neglected to mention it. One prophecy is about Babylon, and the other is about the judgment of this universe. And I'm glad you pointed out the fact, the things that hadn't happened. So that's where you can make the determination in. You can make the subtract. Now, things did happen to Babylon, but these other things, the judgment on the day of judgment, as far as Yah is concerned, hadn't happened. And I'm glad you pointed it out. So when you were reading, were you reading from the Blue Letter Bible?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Okay.
All right. And the fact that the Babylonians, right?
Yes.
They had that one world order under Nimrod.
Exactly.
And we know that the time we're living in now is under the daughter of Babylon.
Exactly.
So they're trying to get back to where Babylon was, but they're not going to be able to reach that status.
Right.
Because it's judgment is coming.
Exactly. Yeah, they're trying to, but look like things are going against them now, Katya. You got the North Koreans flying out rockets. You got Russia trying to invade Ukraine. You got everybody just doing every kind of doing. And then you got these ongoing conflicts as far as in Yemen and so on and so forth. It's been a continuum. So their leaders have lost their mind in this Western Hemisphere, these United States of America. And you remember the Native Americans said white men speak with full tongue. But he used to sort of hide it. Now he don't give a damn, you know he lied. So man, they lost their mind. Go ahead, Patrick.
Not pretty much done.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm still close. Fine. You might be correct.
Right.
Okay. But I'll search it out a little later. So my bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. No problem. Do you have any commentaries?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Ezekiel, our brother, do you have any commentaries?
I just see that pretty much like the Most High said, like, all these nations, what they had done to us is going to be done on to them, eye for an eye.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm just reading through this again and stuff, and I'm just like, wow. It reminds me of that song, the songs where it talks about happy shall you be to take it and dash it thy little ones against the stones.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, all these things that these different nations have done unto us, and it went overboard with it too, you know, it's going to be, you know, the worst day for them, you know, and this is how the Most High is going to do it. It's just like, man, you know.
Yeah. Well, don't feel sorry for them. They didn't feel sorry for you.
Right. Our Father, the Most High, is a wrathful God too.
Exactly. He's none to play with, brother. Tell him serious.
Yeah.
He says, therefore I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken from its place, and the fear of Yah on me in that day of his burning anger. And it will be that, like a hunter gazelle, and like sheep that go one together, each of them will turn to his own people, and each of them will flee to his own land. You haven't seen that yet. People going back to their own countries.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get up out of our land. Bye bye. Get out. 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 Out.
Well,
all right.
Man, how great that'd be to finally be in our own land and don't have to worry about none of this crap that we've been going through and things, you know?
Yeah. Most certainly. All right, Ezekiel, Sushuti, Katria, thank you for your commentaries and praise Yah for giving you wisdom and understanding, each of you, and directing you and letting his footsteps your pathway be his footsteps. Yes.
I did want to say that in the verse that says, I will make man scarcer than pure gold, and mankind than fine gold of Ophir. So that connects with the prophet Isaiah 4th chapter, where he said, seven women will take hold of one man.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's going to do an elimination of a lot of people on the earth. He said, man, it's going to be scarcer than pure gold.
What did that tell you too, Cartrell? It tells you you're going to be more good women and more crooked men, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, Sister, thank you, Cartrell.
Proverbs.
Let Sister Hootie bring on Proverbs, please.
chapter 4. Children, listen to the discipline of a father. Give attention to no understanding. For I gave you good instruction. Do not forsake my teaching. Oh, a lot of feedback on something going on in the background. Okay. Tender. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. For I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the eyes of my mother. Then he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my word. Guard my command and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not leave her. And let her guard you. Love her. And let her watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is getting wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her. And let her uplift you. She brings you esteem when you embrace her. Aren't we talking about not only the Most High, but wisdom?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. It's clear. She gives your head a fair wreath. She shields you with an adoring crown. Hear, my son, and accept my words. And let the years of your life be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in straight path. Any comment, Cottrell? When you walk, your steps shall not be hindered. And if you run, you shall not stumble. Hold fast to discipline. Do not let go. Watch over her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wrong, and do not walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they have eaten the bread of wrongdoing, and they drink the wine of violence. But the path of righteousness is like the light of dawn. We know oh so well what's going on around us. People purposely do evil things and not to be snared by those things. But so many young people and older people are just today. A toddler got shot.
So this is a father teaching his son.
Huh?
This is a father teaching his son about the principles of wisdom.
Right.
The female principle. Guard her, for she is your life. This is a father talking to his son.
Right. Teaching him female wisdom.
Right.
And not to go, like you said, for they have eaten the bread of wrongdoing. They have drank the wine of violence. But the path of righteousness is like the light of dawn that shines ever brighter until the perfect day.
So dawn light is not that bright, right, when it first comes up. But as the day goes on, right, that light gets brighter and brighter. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I always like your commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do understand it. The way of the wrong is like darkness. They do not know at what they stumble. Right?
Mm-hmm.
My son, listen to my words. I should have had you read this because it is talking. Because when I first read it, I said, that's a father talking to his son. Okay. My son, listen to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Do them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The healing to all their flesh. Watch over your heart with all diligence. But out of it are the sources of life. Turn away from you a crooked mouth and perversive lips far from you. How does yours read?
Rid yourself of a deceitful mouth and
mm-hmm.
keep devious speech far from you. That means
right.
you got to get out of the medicine.
Perverse, the same thing. And it says, let
Another
your
way.
Eyes look forward and let your eyelids look straight before you. Go ahead.
In other words, King Solomon is telling us that you can't be around people that speak with forked tongue. You got to rid yourself
that
of people.
That's what I'm saying.
And devious
yeah.
speech, that's all politicians
mm-hmm.
ever have, devious speech, making promises they don't keep.
My son said, I'm around people who are positive. I'm not around
mm-hmm.
people. And if I come across a person with confusion, I delete them out my life. Consider the path of your feet, and all your ways are established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow, that's powerful. And it's so self-explanatory, even though I like your explanations because I agree most of the time because I've studied two or more in my name and one or four to say.
So we have to teach our children not
mm-hmm.
to enter the path of the wicked, even though it seems exciting, and do not proceed in the way of evil people. So it looks
mm-hmm.
exciting. Drug dealers making big money. They got fat bankrolls in their pockets. They driving around in the nicest cars. They're wearing the nicest clothes.
Mm-hmm.
All the pretty girls right with them. It's tempting. Avoid it. Don't pass
mm-hmm.
by it. Turn away from it and pass on. But they cannot sleep unless they believe it. And they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. They sleep with guns
right.
under their pillow. Got a whole arsenal in their closet. And they eat the bread of wickedness to drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It may not be
mm-hmm.
shining bright like you want it to right now, but keep walking that path and it's going to get brighter and brighter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that people that walk in a way of wickedness is like darkness. They can't see their future. And they don't realize that they're stumbling, even though they can ill-gotten gains, temporary ill-gotten gains.
Can you do me a favor, if I can?
Hmm?
Can you do me a favor? Can you read 20, 21, 22, and 23, and 24?
My son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. They are not to escape from your sight. Which means you got to
mm-hmm.
study pretty much every day.
Right.
Keep them in the midst
right.
of your heart. Don't just study them. Take them to heart. The words that you're reading. So they are light to those who find them and healing to all their body. Watch over your heart with diligence. For from it flows to springs of life.
Springs
Rid
of life.
Of a deceitful mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And keep devious speech far from you.
Mm-hmm.
Let your eyes look directly ahead. That means keep focus, have tunnel vision in a righteous
mm-hmm.
path. And let
right.
your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Don't worry about what other people are doing. You do what you got to do for the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the path of your feet
Don't watch anybody else's feet, what they doing, where they go, where they been. Watch the path of your feet and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Mm-hmm. Turn your foot from evil.
Oh,
a lot of people that be, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, can we hear some commentaries from Ezekiel? Ezekiel, I'd like to hear some of your commentaries.
Yes, sir. All right, so pretty much, like it says, you know, all this wickedness that people be plotting and planning to do and so forth and so on, it's all in a nutshell right here. Verse 14 all the way down to verse 27. All of that mischief, all the wickedness, all the things to corrupt people, being up all night trying to plot against the next person or whatever the case may be and so forth and so on. If anybody continues to keep doing this and not turn from it and the path and the straight path and the righteous path like the Most High is saying, through the spirit of wisdom here to say, stay and keep my Torah, which is teaches love and gives you the directions and instructions. If you ain't trying to do all of that, then I just got one chapter, one verse for you. That's Isaiah 48. And verse 22 says, there is no peace, saith Yah, unto the wicked. So I got
that. And we just read Isaiah 13, which is going to do the wicked in. Most are going to shake them off the earth.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, what is your take? Real quick,
this is another thing. All this dreadful stuff that you read here from our past, from our ancestors, and everything that you read in here, you need to have that that healthy fear of the Most High.
Right.
Like it says, because all of this stuff that's going on, if you feel so relaxed and stuff, you too relaxed in this world and things. You need to be thinking about this stuff and meditating on it, of trying to draw it up in your mind, thinking how dreadful it'll be in that day. That'll
exactly
give you that fear to really start walking on the eggshells and being cautious for the Most High. But go ahead.
Yeah. So what is your biggest take out of that, Ezekiel? Out of all that was studied in that book, the Proverbs, what had the biggest impact upon you?
The biggest thing is to do right, to stay on this right, straightened path. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. All the distractions of this world, everything that people try to pull you on and stuff or pull you away from the Most High, stay focused. Get no to them. Move around from them. Depart from them. You know, exclude yourself from them. Even if they say, oh, you miss overly righteous or whatever, or you holier than thou. So what? You're focused on what the Most High, pleasing the Most High, not man on the earth, not caring about what everybody's doing. You know, care about what the Most High is going to do to you, because he'll hurt the flesh and the soul.
Godreal.
So.
I'm sorry, Zika. Okay, thought you were concluded. Okay. If
yeah,
you hadn't concluded, go finish your thought. I apologize.
No, I'm good, Elder. Go ahead.
Okay. Godreal, what is your biggest take from this book?
My biggest thing is the fact that a father is teaching his children these words of wisdom, how to avoid the path of wickedness. And these are the things we have to teach our children. First, we have to learn them ourselves, folks. And then we have to teach them to our children.
Praise God.
It teaches us to walk and avoid the path of evil people. We have to be laser focused and walking the path of righteousness to get temptation all around us, to the left, to the right. And we got to teach our children to walk in straight and narrow.
Correct. Correct.
So, sister, who do you gave the study lesson? What is the biggest impact that you had? It gave you the big bang for your buck.
I'm going to say something from experience. Sometimes it's better, a better teacher or being observant. My children and I, when they were younger, we went through this. I explained to my son, it's the father, talking to the son, talking to the children. And I said, the beginning of wisdom is to get it. How do you get it? Partly we start reading the prophet. The prophet. And how the Most High guided them and instructions, as well as the kings and what they did. And one thing I'm thankful to the Most High is when my daughter was a teenager, and I suggested she should not be. Some people think, well, she's a teenager, she's underage. You should, you shouldn't go anywhere. But what it was, she had a funny feeling about going out. She was going on 17.
Hold on, Sister Yuri. Vicky, I think you need to put your phone on mute. You got a lot of background noise.
I know.
No, that's not me.
That's not me. Okay. Within an hour, she came back and said, Mom, you know you were right. I should stay home. The mother that told her daughter not, and at 18, told her daughter not to go out, and that was the last time her daughter went out. She got shot. And it was claimed that this Caucasian man felt threatened, and they even said he's in jail and he's in prison now. That's why I know y'all works. Because my daughter came back within the hour and said, Mommy, you're right. Or, Mommy, you taught, when she got older, you taught me work ethics and how to sit back and see a clearer picture and be wise in my decision. And yes, I said, you're going to make mistakes. Both of you are going to make mistakes. But in those mistakes, learn. And that's the beginning of wisdom. When you learn, you don't do them anymore. Beginning of wisdom, and then you're getting wisdom. And you're understanding it. And that's something that I teach my grandchildren. Give them example. And whoever will listen, we should. Hallelujah. That's it.
I think two things had a great impact upon me. All of it, actually. But two things stuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is keeping your mind with all diligence. Don't let people get into your head, especially negative and toxic people, because they get into your head. So how do you keep your mind with all diligence? Well, by meditating and studying on the Word of Yah and doing what Yah says. And the other thing is running after immoral people, wicked people, trying to be like them. You can't try to, trying to be like people, wicked people, is opposite of trying to be like Yah. If you're trying to be like wicked people, that's just the opposite of trying to be like Yah. That's not righteousness. Uh-huh. And just because they may have something, it may appear they got something, but in final analysis, they don't have anything. So keeping your mind with all diligence, that's your job. You can't expect your friend, your brother, your neighbor, your sister, your wife, your husband, nobody else to keep your mind but yourself. That's your responsibility. And you got to keep your mind. It's your job. Every woman, man, and child to keep them. Well, children don't really know, but they're being taught. You got to keep your mind right. Keep your own head right. Keep your head in the game. There's not Yum Soup job. There's not Cartier's job. There's not Sushi Hootie job. There's not Ezekiel job. To keep each one of our minds, we have to each keep our own mind with all diligence and keep our head in the game. And don't be like me and Mrs. Jones when we got a thing going on and trying to follow the Joneses. You can't follow the Jones and follow Yah at the same time. It's virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Praise Yah.
But the main
praise
thing, right, I'm more or less with the children, something that But it goes for any of us.
Right.
But that's what I pray for, that the parents teach by the example. And
yes,
even when
that's
I'm
what
making
the
mistakes.
That you have to impart this wisdom. This proverb shows us that we have to impart this wisdom to our children. This summer, a 16-year-old girl got shot in the head right outside my block, right outside my building.
For what, Gautrell?
She's shooting it out with another girl, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Are you kidding me, bro? 16 years old.
16 years old.
Ooh.
She was only 16, bro. And it woke us up. Well, we heard out our window, pow, 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 pow. It's like, oh, my goodness, they're shooting. We looked up. The little girl was laying in the street. Blood coming out of her head.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Did they catch the other little girl?
Yeah, they did. She lived right in the block.
Over a whole bunch of nothing.
And they got cameras all through the block, so you know you're going to get caught.
You know, man, we crazy as we, when we're following, leaning to our own understanding, we're crazy as we want to be.
Like, where was that girl's mother?
That was the same. First thing came to my mind, bro. First thing came to my mind. What was the parents?
16 years old. 2:30 in the morning, you carrying a gun?
It's crazy, bro. We're crazy as we want. And we're not following y'all footsteps or our pathway. We are crazy as we want to be.
You know,
that's why it's
important. I was going to say, verse 7, you know, it says, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting. Get understanding. It's pointing out this is the principal thing. You know, as us adults, you know, we're still children to the Most High. You know what I'm saying? And this, you know, definitely applies to us all, even the young ones. But, you know, it's like if you don't get this wisdom, that means in order for you to get wisdom, you have to, you know, learn to listen. You know what I'm saying? Like I said when I was a 5%er, I used to be, you know, knowledge equals learn, listen, observe, and respect, and listen, you know, to what's going on and stuff so you can get wisdom, you know? And then you'll have what they say in understanding, so you'll start seeing things clearly for what they are, not what they appear to be. That means you'll have a whole, you know, a clear mind of what's going on in front of you or around you or in your life or within self, you know, that something's not right within you that you should be reflecting on with the Most High because you're not doing you're not disciplining yourself. You don't have the principles. You know, so, I mean, I'm just looking at this again and stuff, but that's all I got to say.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
You ain't got any callers in? Ain't nobody raising their hands, Elder?
Guess not. I thought a gatekeeper be on my throat.
I guess we sounded a little too rough. Maybe I should tone it down a bit.
Does anybody want to come on? Anybody want to ask questions and raise hands? And those guys will listen to them. All you have to do is press 1. You don't fight. Come on, my brothers and sisters. I know you have a question. Come on now.
Well, Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Ezekiel, you asked the question. Will anybody raise your hand? Normally, we exercise common courtesy, and we have to learn, and Cartrell pointed it out to me a long time ago, we have to learn to let a fool answer a matter before he hears it. And we've all been guilty of it. And so my suggestion is that let everybody speak and then let the next person speak. Once you've said what you said, because you had to regulate yourself. You just said it, Ezekiel. You had to give yourself a spanking. You got to hold yourself in check. I mean, we're grown folks here. And if grown folk don't understand, allow the next woman or man to speak, then let somebody else speak. So, I mean, that's how it should be comported, and that's how we should regulate the show. And I try to keep it in regulation like that. When somebody says something and then they stop speaking, give them several seconds, And then you may ask them, Sister Hootie, you done? Contrary, you done? Then you speak up. Common courtesy.
Nah, Elder, I think you misunderstanding me. I'm asking if there's any callers that wanted to raise their hand.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was wondering too.
bro, come on now. Make yourself crystal clear.
I did make it crystal clear.
Now, did you use the word callers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or did you simply say, did anybody have their hand raised?
Because people
don't
hear you. You didn't understand.
Yeah, I said, is there any callers in? Anybody raising their hand? I guess we must have scared them off. I said, let me tone it down a bit. So that's why I started talking all the, you know, like, this and stuff. So maybe somebody will call in, you know.
I thought you were saying something else. So I do apologize. I stand corrected. That's just
it. Oh, you good, Elder? You good?
Has anybody else, as far as this chapter is concerned, has any more additional commentary? I think there's a whole lot there more we're missing. So has anybody ran a glean across the right quick and see anything we missed?
Well, we know when Wisdom speaks, she said that we should prize her more than men prize gold and silver, that she's more precious than that. And that's the understanding that we don't have, that we should pursue her like people pursue the lottery.
Bingo.
Right.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. So what are you pursuing? Because with wisdom comes riches and honor. You want riches with honor. You don't want riches by ill-gotten gain. Or you being corrupt, or you being violent, causing somebody else to stumble so you can get up and get over.
Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you read something? I think it's in chapter, verse 9. She will place on your head an ornament of grace. That's gray hair. See, some people think gray hair is supposed to be less than. Gray hair, Ben, you've been here. You've done that. You've seen that.
She gives your head a fair wreath.
It does what?
What did you say?
Okay. What she said, it said, mine said, I thought you said something about a hoary head. Because she said, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. Is that reflective of gray hair? You'll get old age, or what is that saying? What is that making reference to?
I'm getting crown, like a crown.
Okay.
No, I think you're on the right track, Amsu.
Yeah.
What?
As a matter
gray
of fact,
hair.
We were talking about LeBron. We were talking about LeBron today, because I saw him with gray hair in his beard last year. Now, if you look at him, it's all black. I'm like, yo, he should play with a gray beard.
Right.
Be the first NBA player.
Oh, okay. See, now I'm going on the second one. It says she shields you with an adoring crown. So when she gives you your head a fair wreath, that means you got gray hair.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying, Pastor?
Right, right.
That's
I'm
what
saying, saying. Right. I'm saying, yeah, that's what I'm saying, making reference to. If you live according to her dictation, you'll get that hoary head, that gray hair. And that should
long
be
life.
That should be something that you shouldn't try to color out or put shoe. Man, I'm going to tell y'all this. I didn't see
polish.
People shoe polish in their head. And it was in the heat of the day. And head just dripping all black. I said, man, they ought to quit. What you see is what you get from the Yumsu. I'm not trying to color nothing. If that's my crown, I'm going to accept the crown. Ain't no shame in my game.
Oh, yeah. I'm only 36. I already got a salt and pepper look already.
You do, brother. You get your crown early, huh?
Yep, it's all in the beard and all. Mustache.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all. Live long enough and do right. You'll go many experiences. And what I'm thinking is making reference to for the young folks, like Sister Hootie made reference to, teaching the youth, is that if they learn to follow Yah, learn to follow their parents' instructions. Mm-hmm. You'll reach that old age where you can have that hoary head. And don't try to, they didn't told you in this Western Hemisphere, hey, man, gray it out, man. Get the gray out. No, that's a crown. You earned that crown.
Yeah, my son, he looked at his beard and said, I just, doesn't matter. He's 44. He's like, okay, it's cool.
He sees
they told us. They told us when we was growing up that we wouldn't reach past 30 growing up in Harlem.
Right.
So I thank y'all for showing me the path of wisdom to help me make it out of that violent, corrupt, evil neighborhood, because people were getting killed, caught up on drugs, left and right, going to jail. And I had to find a way out. And the path of wisdom, songs, what my father and mother taught me, got me out. And now I'm 65.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Bless the Holy Name.
That wisdom will give you long life.
And so
even though I suffer from aches and pains, I thank the Most High that, you know the story where the man walking, he's upset because he didn't have any shoes. He met a guy that didn't have any feet. So I go by that, even though I have arthritis.
Right.
It's not as bad as, as a matter of fact, it's gotten better. I mean, it's not as severe, but I know when it gets a little cold, the muscles, you know, start hurting a little bit. Because I think it's supposed to be like under zero tonight in Detroit, and the storm is passing us. It's going to hit the east coast of the United States. So buckle up, Montreal, and I pray for you and your family that this will be a terrible storm. But other than that, thank the Most High for the fact that
I appreciate that.
For safety, you know, because the way things are going on, and we talked about it before, the Most High not playing. I don't care what they do to the atmosphere. Nothing compares to what is going on right now. And we're living on the scary side.
All right. Oh, well. So, Shahudi?
Yes.
Katriel? Ezekiel? We are coming close to the next hour, and you know, tonight's family night, and like I said, we've studied these scriptures. We've tried to turn over every leaf and leave no stone unturned, cross every T and dot every I, so each individual can get the best out of these studies. So now is the time and opportunity to give some praise and thanksgiving to the Most High. Ezekiel. Okay. Well.
No, I was singing. I got my brothers with me. I got carried away. Sorry,
Jennifer. Okay. So, Ezekiel. Well, no, let's ask Sister Abigail from New York City. Sister Abigail, may the Most High bless you.
The gatekeeper. Abigail.
Yeah, the gatekeeper. May the Most High bless you. And I think she may have a commentary also. Sister Abigail, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Abigail. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, family. May Yah bless you all. Bless us all.
Praise Yah.
I was praying and praying about wisdom and everything. That was so powerful. Proverbs powerful anyway. But what, just like Ezekiel, Brother Ezekiel was saying, like, you need to get the wisdom, then you have the knowledge, then the understanding. I take it like you have to have the understanding in order to go back to wisdom to apply the knowledge that you're getting from the wisdom. So I just pray and pray for more understanding. And as long as I stay, you know, on this right path, this righteous path, I believe I will get the full scope of everything. And I praise Yah every single day. And I thank him so much because he has done so much for me. I have peace of mind. Well, I try to stay in a form of peace. I don't like chaos and none of that stuff. So
right.
when things do turn to chaos or people that you're around, just like Sister Hoodie, you were saying, I'm out of there. You know, I can't stand be around there. My thing is peace, and y'all seem to keep me that way now that I've been in this study, and I'm so glad and I'm thankful. And as you were saying about the storm, be careful, everyone, be safe. And I thank y'all for his love, his mercy, his protection, and definitely his patience that he has before all of us. So with that, I'm going to say shalom and take care, family. Love you all.
Thank you.
Love
you
all. We always.
Love you too, sis.
Yeah, we're always glad to hear from
you. And we're not turning your mic off. We're leaving your mic on also. And also, Ezekiel, what is your praise and our thanksgiving to the Most High?
My praises and glory that I give to him, like I said, I'm thankful that he's himself. He's the existence of all things, and he blessed me with his word, you know. I'm thankful that I never even thought I was going to be doing any of this stuff ever in my life. I didn't think I was going to be talking on to the world and talk about how great our Elohim is. You know, I never thought I was going to be out here waking people up, or any words that I said might impact a brother's or sister's mind or a child's mind and stuff. I didn't think of any of those things. But I'm blessed that I'm able to do this, because it did turn my life completely all the way around from, you know, things that I was doing when I was asleep, you know. And I'm thankful for all of these things. And I'm just happy that I got the opportunity now, you know, and the Most High woke me up and put me on his path and allowed me to go through the trials I need to go through and the chastisement I get from him to correct me when I'm hard-headed, and the experience of life that I could, you know, be a living testimony when things like this come on to other brothers and sisters to help them get through their stuff too, you know, because I want everybody on here to pass with flying colors in your name and end up in the book of life of the Most High. So it's all my praises and glory to him. Shalom, y'all.
Praise y'all. Hallelujah. Well, so Shehudi, what is your praise and thanksgiving for the Most High?
You know, I think I got this year when, for 5 days, six nights. Well, it was quite a few days, no electricity. And I ran a lot. And I wasn't angry, upset. I was, you know, it's an adjustment. We used to have electricity. You know, we don't have to go out to the outhouses, or some people in the world do, but you take for granted conveniences. So when we, in that kind of position, what helped me, the humbleness that I said I wanted the Most High to teach me in trials and tribulations. That's the thing. We say we praise him, but when we come confronted with a situation that may be threatening to our way of life, do we still praise him? Do we still are thankful? Some people get angry and say, why should I thank the Most High when I don't have no electricity? I can't cook. I don't have no heat. Well, those things are dependent upon man. That's why. Not because of the Creator. See? So, regardless of my situation, I can sit and speak 20 minutes on what I've been going through, but it doesn't really matter. I know there's people elsewhere that are going worse, going through worse things. That's why I'm thankful. Not just talking about it, but showing it. Because he knows the heart of man. He knows the heart. He knows if he's sincere or not. If he's full of crap or not. He knows. But while we're alive, we have the opportunity to change our life around. Change it. It's not easy, but we can do it. And rely on him. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Gotcha. How's your brother? What is your praise and thanksgiving to the Most High?
I just want to give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for another day of life, another day of living, and also for bringing all of us through trials and tribulations for the last 2 years, through plague, pandemic, through violence, through all kind of chaos that's going on earth. And I pray that he be with us for years to come, that we can witness his works as we return to him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. And he returns to us as he did in the days of old. We want Yah to be as close to us as he was with our ancient fathers. But this time, we want the relationship to be right. So we ask Yah for that humility that Sister Yuri is talking about. Teach us humility. Give us understanding in the years to come that we may even bond ourselves and become closer to the Most High. But I know he loves us, so we got to return that love to him. And I give him thanks for allowing us to give him thanks and praise and honor on this platform that we have. And I pray that he lights himself, his countenance upon us, that he blesses us and keeps us and continues to show us his mighty works. Praise Yah.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
I like to praise and thanks. Thank you. I like to praise and thank the Most High for the opportunity to work with fine minds, students, lead investigators on his show to present in Yah in the light that he should be represented as, so the people can have an opportunity to do a critical analysis and assessment of him and then come to only one firm conclusion and make the application. For my health, the prospect of restoring my soul for his name's sake, and my brothers and sisters on this show, and not only on this show, but universally speaking. The opportunity for a new heart and a new spirit to know how to comport myself with the Most High and with one another, and to humble oneself and do a self-examination, just like King David. And for every day, the earth, the universe, the animals, his weather, and even when trouble comes, I like to praise and give thanksgiving to his name. That being said, fellow investigators, it's time to get out of here. May the Most High bless each of you. And I'd like to set this conclusion. We offer parting gifts, which is that new heart and new spirit, because you would need that new heart and spirit to help facilitate your relationship with the Most High and facilitate your understanding of wisdom and understanding in these studies. Ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit. Keep asking every day. And you know what I tell the Most High? I tell them, I can't tell him anything. No one can. I said, Most High, restore my soul for your name's sake, and I will give praise to you in a great assembly. Restore my health for your name's sake, and I will give praise to your name in a great assembly. Restore, give me a new heart and a new spirit, and I will give praise to your name in a great assembly. That's how you should approach the Most High, in all humility. And may the Most High bless each of you. We love you. Fellow investigators, student investigators, you want to say bye to the people, shalom, good night, or whatever.
Keep praising Yah and shalom, family.
Have a blessed weekend. Be safe out there and continue to meditate and study on the Most High.
Praise Yah, country.
Continue to meditate on the Most High and his Torah. And stay safe, apply to yourself and others. Much love, Lala Tov, shalom.
Praise Yah.
I like to say, Aviyah, it's always good to hear from you. I like to hear from you more. I have all this testosterone around me.
I'm not a very talkative person. I like to hear, listen, and take it all in. But there'd be times when I would run my mouth and then you would wish I'd be quiet.
No, I won't. Even if you're not saying nothing, just knowing that you're there.
She's the gatekeeper. She's going to stay behind the gate.
She's always there. She's always there.
I pray on that, you know. and mm-hmm. see what God has in store for us.
But you know what? I appreciate you. I accept you for what you are. But it's always a joy. I always go, the door is always open. Well, you already know, but young too.
Exactly.
You always welcome. You're honorary.
Be student.
You are. Yes.
So that they say. But praise Yah. I'll be here. And what you say, Yom Suf, until the casket drops?
It don't stop until the casket drops. It don't stop until the casket drops. Praise Yah.
All right. Shalom.
So, Shahuda, I thought you was going to say something. Shalom.
No, that's why I said shalom. I was thinking, you know, sometimes it's good to tell people you care about them, you think about them. That's a product of the love of the Most High. You know, there's so many things that we can do to show our love, not to show man, but show our love towards our Creator by showing love towards our people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought it was important to say to Aviyah that I enjoy, and I'm serious, I wouldn't say it, that when she come on. Even though I'm teasing with the testosterone, and she's going to talk when she's ready. I accept that, and I'm thankful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And thank you, Sister Hootie.
Okay.
Well, y'all, I love each of you, and I love our brothers and sisters universally speaking, and even care about some nations that's not ours. So that being said, may the Most High bless you. Shalom, and good night.
Well, maybe you know why I'm here. Your daughter and I have been dating for some time now, and you've always been real, real nice to me. I look at your family pictures, and I realize that I want the same thing, too. I almost feel like I could call you Mama and Daddy. Really, that's what I'm here to talk about. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, 'cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this man is slowly coming into view. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. I know it's hard watching the changes in our lives, but I wanna make your daughter my wife. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, 'cause you're leaving her in real I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this love is slowly coming into view. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday want to be. I know it's hard watching the changes in our lives. But I wanna make your daughter my wife. Oh, mama, don't you worry about your daughter, 'cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this love is surely coming in. And don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. And the picture of this man is surely coming into view. And the picture of my wife is slowly coming into view. And the picture of his love is surely coming into view. Yeah, the picture.